Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Cowboys cleanup continues this week with the season ending. It's Sean and RJ here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Thank you for turning it on, leaving it on. We're live on the fan cam and live on Twitch as well. Of course, at some point in time, we're going to have to go down what to do with these decisions. We already talked about Amari Cooper yesterday with Amari saying, yeah, I hope I'm back, but I understand that it's a business. He is not an unrestricted free agent. They just have an out in the contract. These are the 21 unrestricted free agents. Dorrance Armstrong, Brian Anger, Noah Brown, Kennedy, Gallup, Gregory. You have to look at this video that someone put together of Randy Gregory tackling offensive linemen over and over and over again against San Francisco. Not just the one crucial killer penalty, but there's at least three or four tackles of Randy for some reason going after O linemen and taking them down instead of the ball carrier. Did you look at it?
That is very odd that Randy Gregory is just, he's got this thing about him that he seemingly just seems to tackle people. Like that who tackles offensive linemen? I've never seen this. Like, I've never seen somebody actually go out there and hold offensive linemen on a running play. I've seriously, when was the last time that was ever called? You don't see it called. And the only reason why they called it is because obviously it was egregious. And there's a scouting report. You know, refs do scouting reports of players too. Like, you know, players do scouting reports on refs. Refs do it on players. They see what you do.
Did you look at it, Troy? You see the video?
Yeah, I mean, Randy Gregory, clearly one of the best linebackers that we have on this team. that was putrid. What was he thinking? Like, seriously, I that's a legitimate question I'm asking right now. What was he thinking?
So Gregory and his payday's not going to be affected by that, I don't think. But how much is it going to cost for Randy? Malik Hooker, KZ, Curse, Keanu Neal, Dalton Schultz, Malik Turner, Vander Esch, Connor Williams, Cedric Wilson, Carlos Watkins. I mean, as Brian Broaddus has been saying, this is going to be a dramatically different roster next year. There's a lot of guys on here. A lot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have the free agents and then, you know, the players they decide to move on from. This is going to be a different roster. And, you know, when Dak, you know, because you have a quarterback that's making a lot of money, this cap hit's going to be different every single year. Some years it's going to be more, some years it's going to be less. You know, that obviously is going to play a factor into it. What do you do with Zeke? What do you do with Amari? And then what do you do with all the free agents that you have?
So, topics for the entire offseason here on your home of the Cowboys. Ed Werder, with some comments you heard yesterday.
He made what I found to be, it was interesting.
Does he make these weekly or biweekly? If you know, you know, Tolos.
That's a good reference, man. That's Thank a really you. Good reference. But it was talking about Sean Payton. And in talking about Sean Payton, brought up something that I think a lot of people would be very disturbed with. I think they would be disturbed with when it comes to Jerry Jones. Jerry does not want to pay a head coach top dollar. Like, we're talking about, you know, like the top dollar head coach is making $10 million a year, $11, $12 million. You know, Andy Reid's and your Pete Carroll's and your Sean Payton's. He does not want to pay top dollar. He does not want to give up a draft pick, which I would agree with. But the other thing is he doesn't want to have to pay out Mike McCarthy. So you have to pay out Mike McCarthy over the remaining few years in his contract, which would be guaranteed, and then have to pay Sean Payton on the back end. So he is saying he does not value paying a head coach that kind of money. I was kind of floored by that.
Yeah, that sounds surprising. Where do you think McCarthy is in terms of coach salary in the NFL?
I'm going to guess he is bottom half.
18th.
Oh.
The head coach of the Dallas Cowboys is the 18th highest paid coach in the league this year. $4 million. Very weird. Very odd. Was Jason making five a year?
It sounds right. It sounds right. What was your level of surprise when you saw that he was 18th?
Eight or nine.
You thought he'd be eight or nine?
No, my level of surprise is eight or nine out of 10.
Yeah, I agree.
Why would Jerry skimp on this? That's a question we've never talked about. That's very weird.
Yeah,
it is. He doesn't skimp on Frisco. He doesn't skimp on the stadium. Jerry's not a skimper, right? He's not a tightwad. And then you're not willing to pay eight for a coach?
You know, like this, you know, for years, and Parcells talked him into signing Vanderjagt. For years, he had the same view of kickers. I'm not going to pay a kicker. We're not going to use resources on a kicker, yada, yada, yada. And basically, since Bill, and truthfully, I think the only reason that he got Bill and he paid Bill is because three straight 5-11 seasons, they wanted a new stadium. They needed some kind of... The fans were getting a whole lot of apathy around here in 2002. Three straight 5-11s. You had Chan Gailey, who was, you know, not the greatest in the world. There was a transition of the organization in terms of talent, and he needed a spark, and that was Bill Parcells. And he was willing to pay. But now, I mean, he doesn't need a spark, right? They got the new stadium. The team is entertaining. The team's got talent. You know, he just needs somebody to put it all together. That probably is somebody like Sean Payton. Like, Sean Payton could do something like that. But Jerry, you know, having to pay whatever the rest of Mike McCarthy's salary would be, and then top on that, $10, $12 million a year to Sean Payton.
These are the guys making more than McCarthy this year. Kingsbury. Robert Saleh.
Wow.
Robert Saleh is going to make more than Mike McCarthy. Kind of showed the position of desperation McCarthy may have been in to take this job. Joe Judge. More. Matt LaFleur, okay. Fangio, Frank Reich, 4.5. Zach Taylor in Cincinnati going into this year making more. And then McCarthy sitting there at number 18, right above Mike Zimmer and Kevin Stefanski.
And just to correct you, Jason Garrett, he was not making $5 million a year. He was making six.
Six.
He was making $6 million a year.
Okay.
And he was making that every year he was a head coach since 2015.
Autoflex Leasing, fan text, 877-881-1053. Jerry's paying market rate. If he would have had to pay more, I bet he would. I don't know if he's paying market rate. I guess, you know, it's middle of the pack. But still, it doesn't matter who coaches this team. The best there is will never be great under GM Jerry. Cowboys head coach is a dream job. He didn't have to pay to get a coach.
I was about to say, what does Jerry always tell players?
Oh, yeah.
You are not an NFL player. You are an NFL player for the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
And he probably said the same thing to Mike McCarthy. Even though he has a ring that, you know, isn't 30 years old.
Yeah. What about this Dan Quinn-McCarthy comparison? I saw this same article, or it was linked. It was an older article out of the Falcons media for everyone who wants Dan Quinn promoted and for the Cowboys not to let him get away as Denver completed their interviews yesterday with Quinn and Kellen Moore.
Yeah, this is from the Atlanta newspaper, Atlanta Journal Constitution, talking about Dan Quinn, and this was from 2019. And it was talking about Quinn, how he is going to assume the responsibility of defensive coordinator within the team. And now they said that the reason that this was a bad thing is because it's adding more to a plate that already seems full for him. Quote, most of his game management miscues came when he wasn't coordinating the defense. Can we really expect that to improve when he's got to think about more? A constant theme is that he will at some point botch game management decisions, like clock decisions and such. The Falcons have had to overcome a coach's suboptimal strategy. It has happened at least once in each of his four seasons. There was a time where he gave extra timeouts to the Cowboys to set up a winning field goal. He also gave the Cowboys four extra yards, which proved crucial.
This was the comeback game.
Yes.
The watermelon kick.
Yes. In 2017, the Saints trailed by 3 points late when Quinn declined a penalty that would have resulted in third and 11, 34 yards from the end zone. The Saints converted on fourth down. 2015, Falcons were down four, kicked a field goal for the San Fran 1 yard line. We would have killed Mike McCarthy if they were down four, and he kicked a field goal from the 1 yard line. The Falcons lose by a point. There was games in the Houston Super Bowl where examples in the Houston Super Bowl as well. So the game management issues, the same issues a lot of people have with Mike McCarthy, Dan Quinn had those same issues in Atlanta to the point where the Falcon fans were up in arms. The media was writing articles about his clock mismanagement, his game miscues and such. And I just found that to be, you know, like, I don't think it's a shot on Dan Quinn. I think you could do this with every coach. Every coach at some point in the year is going to have a miscue, right? Makes sense, right? At some point in the year, you're going to make a boneheaded decision. Kyle Shanahan made a couple in this game, we thought.
Yeah.
There was a player, was in the Rams game, who fielded a kickoff and went out of bounds at the 4 yard line. Very weird, right? Like just dumb boneheaded plays.
So you have to decide what type of improvement you would get with someone else, or they're all the same. Whether they're just all the same and all these coaches need seminars in terms of game management. I think someone suggested on Twitter that they should have to go through that, like players with Wonderlics. It should be a game management test.
Yeah.
If I'm an owner, that'd be interesting, something revolutionary. You sit them down in these interviews and you give a bunch of different scenarios. You want to test all these players and asking them how many shovels it takes to get to Addison in terms of, you know, miles per hour. Do it with these coaches shovels. And see who can stand out in terms of these crucial decisions, because for some reason the league has accepted, the league has, fans have not. Fans have gotten much smarter. But the league has accepted and okayed and normalized these screw-ups within the game. I don't know why, and maybe it's what Jerry says when he comes on here with us. Well, as long as everyone else is messing it up, then we don't have to worry about it as much.
Yeah, I think the owners are the league is comparing these coaches to other coaches, and the fans are comparing the coaches individually to what the perfect call would be.
Yeah.
And I think the league is looking at it like, you know, you're never going to get everything right. You are going to make some mistakes. And, you know, while every other coach is also bad in this situation, maybe this is just part of the job, is that you're going to make bad mistakes, really bad game management mistakes over the course of the year. That may be what they're saying. Because, you know, the fans certainly aren't. The fans are comparing it against, you know, what would be the correct
websites
call.
And calculations and numbers, which we think they have in their headset and we think they have upstairs, but they justify it by saying we're factoring in, you're not on the field, you aren't getting a feel for pace, and we are factoring that in. Dez was tweeting, of course, about the Cowboys' funeral. Cowboy fans, y'all should kill the McCarthy slander. He took the boys to the playoffs his second year. Don't forget about what we had a few years ago. You was going to love or hate playing with me because I was extreme about what I love. The perks of being a Cowboy ruined some guys, and it's clear. I feel sorry for Dallas's defense. They gave the offense multiple chances to win the game. I don't know how you don't perform with all the talent they have on offense, shaking my head. So that was Dez Bryant saying, chill out. Now, he goes after Garrett all the time. He destroys and kills Jason Garrett, but he's saying, chill out with the Mike McCarthy slander. It takes a while to implement the program and the culture.
That's interesting. It's like he's defending the guy he never played for. You know, he's got really no relationship
He just hates Jason.
Yeah. He absolutely does. And it seems like a theme around with some wide receivers. You know, T.O. wasn't the biggest fan.
I wonder how these receivers feel about this staff right now with their touches.
Oh, yeah. I mean, seriously, is Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb and such, are they going to be sending Valentine's Day candies to Kellen Moore?
877-881-1053 here on Sean and RJ. Brian Baldinger from the NFL Network, why he was right about San Francisco, what's going to come up this weekend in these four games. Michael Irvin live at 840, but Dak issues his apology. A Cowboy Hall of Famer questioning number four's future. And how right now does number four stack up to number nine moving forward? That's next with Sean and RJ on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For people to react that way when you're supposed to be a supporter and be with us through thick and thin, that's tough. Credit to them then. Credit to them. They weren't at us, and the fans felt the same way as us, and that's what they're doing it for. Then, yeah, I'm guessing that's why the refs took off and got out of there so fast.
So Dak Prescott yesterday walked back those comments after the NBA Players or Referees Association criticized them of all people, saying that the NFL should punish Dak. I don't know about all that, but he tweeted, "I regret the comments. I was caught up in the emotion. I hold the officials in the highest regard, and the safety of everyone is important. My mistake. I am sorry." Someone asked an interesting point on Twitter. Because these refs are humans, and we've had some referee issues throughout the year. Will this change the way that Dak is possibly officiated moving forward, or the team, if they think he advocated not violence, but thought if they think he was fine with throwing things at them or officials after questionable calls?
That's an interesting question. I don't know how the team could get penalized anymore.
Yeah.
And they already are. This might actually help them in some weird, sick, twisted way.
Well, we already have one athlete in the Metroplex that gets targeted by officials for complaining. Why not two?
Who's the first?
Luka. Without question. I mean, you don't think referees going into an NBA game with the Mavs go, "Oh, here comes that kid."
Yeah.
Oh, great.
I guess it would depend on how much good faith and goodwill Dak has built up with the officials.
Yeah.
You know, if they see him as this, you know, a lot of us see Dak as like a really good dude, you know, like a, I don't want to say humanitarian type, but, you know, like a good dude.
Yeah, he's a Walter Payton Man of the Year candidate every year.
Every year. So, you know, I think they may look at this like, you know, an isolated incident. But it's certainly, these are humans. It certainly was in the realm of possibility.
Drew Pearson, the original 88, went on CBS Sports Radio recently and expressed some future doubt about the Cowboys franchise QB.
I'm just wavering now with Dak. I just saw regression as the season went on, and that's a disappointment at $40 million a year. It's not about the money. It's about that player playing that position and not improving and declining in a season where we started out so well. You know, we were rolling the first part of the season. Everybody talking about the Cowboys. The Cowboys dominated. We almost had the NFC East won in the first 7 weeks of the season, you know. And then we started going downhill, and a lot of it was on the offensive side of the football, and a lot of it was predicated by the play of the quarterback.
Fair.
Now look, if Dak was, you know, brilliant or devious, I should say, devious is probably more the word, he would get some kind of an off-season surgery.
To justify this?
Yeah, like on a calf, you know, like a calf tear, you know, some kind of an off-season, like a procedure.
Like something scoped?
Just get something. Just go over there, have him cut, get a tattoo removed and just say he had a surgery. Like, that doesn't matter to me.
Well, he's got a lot of tats.
Yeah, just get something done. Just get some kind of procedure where they could see that you went into a hospital and came out in a wheelchair, because that's the rules. You got to leave the hospital in a wheelchair, right? Like, just get something done. And then you'll be able to say that your performance in the second half, because it was, like, it's pretty clear, right? Like, it, you know, it may just be coincidental. It may have nothing to do with the other. But the moment he missed that game, coming back for that Minnesota game, when the first game, I guess, was Denver, he was a different player.
He was either overachieving early on, like playing in the zone red hot.
Yep. Possible.
He was hurt, or yep, he got figured out.
Yep.
It's one of those three things.
I don't even know that there's a fourth. I think it's literally just those three. And you know, it's an easy enough thing to find out. If he was hurt, that's easy for Dak to find out, at least, right? It's easy for him to find out. The other two, those are just going to be things that we will find out over time. Like, if he was figured out, now it's on him. It's on him to make, and the coaching staff, to make the necessary adjustments to readjust the league. This happens in every sport. The league is one way you adjust to the league. Then the league has to adjust to you. Then you got to adjust back to the league's adjustments. Happens everywhere.
So yesterday, people started sharing this meme, and normally we stay away from this because it's going way back to the past, but I think it's interesting to bring up today in terms of where we're going with Dak, with some of the doubt that has resurfaced. Dak and Romo, through their first 6 seasons of being the Cowboys starting quarterback, both 1-3, as a playoff starter.
Pretty interesting stuff.
Both with 1-3 records in the playoffs. And I'm just curious where we are going with this, because the two parallels, we all thought that Luka was going to end up better than Dirk. Mm. All of a sudden, those brakes have been pumped with Luka's season, even though the Mavs are technically on fire and the 5th seed in the Western Conference, with Luka's conditioning and scoring 25 points a game this year and right now not being an all-star game starter. So that comparison has slowed down. And then it looked like statistically, and maybe still statistically, Dak was going to blow by Romo and we were going to have our best shot at a conference championship game or a Super Bowl. So where do we stand now with 4 versus 9 side by side moving forward? Because the halt on Luka, there's a halt on Dak right now as well.
And by the way, regarding that meme, even Jimmy Johnson getting in on it, he retweeted it with the phrase, "a shame."
Oh, dang. Ooh. Coach.
Okay, why is it a shame?
I think it's a shame because they're better quarterbacks than their record show.
Yeah.
I mean, they're 1-3. Now, Dak is still, I mean, the jury's still out. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
The jury's still out.
The jury's out on great.
Yeah.
Like elite great.
Yeah, Tony Romo is not one of the greatest quarterbacks in NFL history. He's clearly, on a national scale, one of the more underrated quarterbacks in NFL history, I believe. I think many people can say that because he'll never be known as Elway or Marino or Favre or Manny. He'll never be on that pedestal, not even close. But he should be considered as one of those quarterbacks like, he was so close. He had the weapons and he had the ability to take that team to a championship.
You know, it is weird. Like, you know, this is what we all do. Fans do this. Media does this. You know, you're comparing the two players from the same organization and you know, using one to either prop up or tear down the other. And it is kind of a dirty game, but it is what we have to do. It is what we do do. And you want to know, is the guy who replaced the guy better than the original guy?
Yeah.
And neither one of them had tremendous win-loss playoff success, especially early on. But I did look at some of the numbers between the two. And in the first four playoff games, you know, and now it's interesting because they went back and I thought QBR was not out yet when they first start, when Tony first came in the league, but I guess it was because they did have a number for his Seattle game. But Dak's QBR is a 64.38 and Tony's is a 60.05. Okay, so a 64.38 and a 60.05. In terms of passer rating, Dak Prescott's is an 87.9. Now, he does not qualify yet for, like, the league, you know, the career list, but 87.9, Tony Romo's a 93 career. 87.9, though, would put him ahead of Cam Newton, Eli Manning, Peyton Manning, Ben Roethlisberger, Steve Young, Brett Favre. So that would put them ahead of all Dan Marino, put them ahead of all those guys in the postseason. Brady's at a 91. Aikman's at an 88. So he'd be right in there. Romo's better than both. He's at, like I said, the 93. But he doesn't have the requisite attempts to match up there just yet. So Dak has got, you know, he's got his four playoff games. He's lost three of them. He's performed poorly in one of them. He was bad in this game. You know, he was in the Rams game, he wasn't terrible. He wasn't a difference maker, but he wasn't terrible. The Seattle game, he was very good. And then the Green Bay game, he was very good.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
7:20 this morning, it'll be Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger from the NFL Network. Insider calls brought to you by Driveway.com. Looking for a car? Go to Driveway.com where you can get pre-qualified by a car, get it delivered. You can also hear Brian with yesterday's guest, Jason Lacafour, on Baldy's Breakdowns. New episodes out every week. Just search Baldy on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts. 877-881-1053 is the way to hit up the show with the Autoflex Leasing fan text. A little social media story with Trayvon Diggs yesterday. His ex-girlfriend, Chinese Kitty, put him on blast for taking back. I don't feel as weird saying Chinese Kitty than I do with the brand attempt for this watch. That's how out of it I am in terms of nice things or the jewelry game. Audemars Piguet?
No.
Audemars Piguet? Audemars Piguet?
Audemars Piguet.
Audemars Piguet?
Audemars Piguet. It's from Switzerland.
150.
Which my accent clearly is not.
Audemars Piguet.
Audemars Piguet.
Piguet. Okay. Apparently Trayvon gave her a $150,000 watch. Woo. And she went on social media and said, LOL, my ex, a B, took my AP.
Let me clip this whole thing.
Because I don't want to be with him. How effing lame. What's up with the Indian givers? Bro, if a girl don't want to be with you, now all of a sudden you want to take S back? Why y'all buy it in the first place? It's I to watch how I go up on this blanking bum. By the way, I paid half of it, but it's cool. I'm pushing P. I don't know what that means, pushing P, but this is, let me get the name exactly correct here, Chinese Kitty, close quote.
I think pushing P means keeping it real.
Yeah, keeping it real. There's a lot of offensive things in that whole post right there. Yeah. The name, the Indian comment. I mean, there's a lot of things that you can throw out there. You know what? I don't know this girl. I don't know anything about her except that she has a horrible name that she apparently is going to stick with until she's 70. congrats to you, Trayvon. Normally, I would tell people if you give someone a gift, you do not get that gift back.
Yeah.
In fact, in the eyes of the court, if you give someone a gift, you do not get that gift back. But in this case, sounds like you made the right move.
I feel like with a monetary amount, you may be able to. Although, I don't know, with the engagement ring, I mean, you should get that back.
Not legally.
Not legally.
I think the law says if the marriage was not fulfilled, like if you did not get married, that you could get it back. But once you got married, I think it's more difficult.
Because someone said this is the only turnover Trayvon has seen in a while. good interception.
He couldn't cover Ayuk, and he can't cover the bill for this either. Whichever one that may be.
No, I support him in this one, I think. Although, I don't know. If I found that it was like Bill Gates taking back a gift like this, I would call him cheap. Trayvon is obviously a millionaire. He's got a lot of money, but he's still really young and freshly into the league. So I don't know. Maybe my cowboy bias is not going to blame him for this one, but I support him in this one.
If it's a gift, right, like the wedding ring, like Troy's talking about, and if indeed a wedding ring is like you can't get it back, if you can't get a wedding ring back, you certainly can't get a watch back. Like, a watch is clearly a gift, right? Like, a wedding ring, I guess you made the argument it's a promise to get married or it's a promise to whatever. It's tough. It's tough. I think I could clearly see what you're saying. I could side more with Trayvon than I would with, like, a Bill Gates on this.
I think if you're in the house, like, if you're in the house and she breaks up with you and it's, like, on the table, you could pick it up and walk out. Be like, I gave you this, but... You know, I'm you're not going to pursue legal matters if she breaks up with you over the phone.
Right.
And then you try to get the law involved.
I don't know if I'd be
going through like her drawers. I wouldn't storm into the bedroom and like rummage through the drawers to grab the gift. But if it was like right there, I'm certainly not taking it off of her wrist. But if it's right there, like on the kitchen counter or on the island.
Island boy.
I'm taking it.
And by the way, I'm looking at her social media. Number one, I'm pretty sure a lot of guys have gone through her drawers. And number two, according to her IG account, she has 3.6 million followers. She recently just had a birthday party at Tao in New York, which the entire table was covered in watches and bracelets and diamonds and gold. So I don't think she's hurting. At all.
No, she's definitely not hurt. And I think part of it also matters, like, when did he give it to her? Did he give it to her, like, 2 weeks ago? Or did he give it to her a year ago? If it was a year ago, does that change, you know, whether or not he can get it back or not? Definitely not hurting. Table full of watches.
What's the verdict on the fan text? 877-881-1053.
Let's see. You can't take gifts back. Only hearing her version, so I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
What if it's a car? You buy him a car, but it's in your name. Well, you buy a car.
If it's in your name,
it's
a
gift.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a gift.
But you have the note. Like, she won't be able to sell that vehicle, right?
Right.
I guess for sale by owner, she could.
Yeah, she wouldn't be able to sell it. But, Sean, maybe she could go somewhere that has a variety of cars that you could look into.
Oh, thank you, Autoflex. Yeah.
Other one that's saying it's a $150,000 watch. I took back a DVD during a breakup once.
What DVD though?
Which one was it?
She's out of my league.
He did not say.
A pitch black.
All right. Speaking of social media and sports, this is really bothersome. It's really disturbing. But the list has come out for the highest earners of is this of 2021?
The highest YouTubers of 2021.
Okay, not athletes. I thought this was an athlete list.
Well, no. It's an athlete list because of Jake Paul. Because Jake Paul posted on social media that he is the highest paid athlete under the age of 25. Highest paid athlete under 25.
Simmer.
He made, wait for it, from his three fights, he made $40 million this year.
According to him?
No. From Forbes. Forbes said his three fights gave him $40 million.
Okay.
Now, you add that to his YouTube earnings. He is the second highest paid YouTuber behind Mr. Beast.
That I believe.
Absolutely.
I don't know who Mr. Beast is, but...
You got to get
right
on board.
Right now I'm watching Blippi. And this effer. You talk about a ripoff.
Yes.
You talk about a ripoff. Because I was like, the mother-in-law is always like, hey, have him watch something. You know, my mom, watch him watch something educational, you know, not just Spider-Man all the time and blah, blah, blah. So I was like Googling educational.
Oh, yeah.
For toddlers. Right. And this freaking clown is worth $40 million. $40 million. They rent out like a Kinko's. Like, it is such a broke-ass production. They'll go inside of like a Chuck E. Cheese and rent it out. And it's like, this is it? This is it with the way this guy dresses up like Urkel with 40 million followers?
That's all you got to do. All you got to do in order to be truly successful is to find your niche on YouTube and then either act like a weirdo, dress like a weirdo, or all three. And Blippi, is this the guy with the weird glasses and the Kangol on top? Yeah.
And he stops in his tracks when this fool comes on. I'm just sitting there pissed off that this guy is making so much money for going inside of a it's no production value. It's nothing fancy. He was at a junkyard.
Oh yeah,
like beating up a car.
Yeah,
like I'm like, you're like slamming a car with a baseball bat. I'm like, what is this educational value?
Well, RJ knows. He brought up Mr. Beast. Mr. Beast has several videos. In fact, he will be the first billionaire YouTuber in history. But he has several video channels. He has one channel that's called Mr. Beast Reacts. And he literally reacts to people's cars or maybe a cool phone. That's it. I mean,
but this guy's like
else.
Philanthropic, right?
Oh,
big time.
Much.
Yeah, big time.
Good for him.
So he's at Mr. Beast at $54 million in 2021. Jake Paul is at $45 million. So Jake Paul made $85 million this year between fighting and YouTubing. Logan Paul comes in at ninth on this list at $18 million. So there's Logan Paul. Then you got Dude Perfect on the list at $20 million. And then you got a girl, a young girl named Nastia, who just basically, she's like six. And there's another kid on here who's like five or six who just opens up toys and reviews the toys. And he is on here making $27 million this year. Like, just get your kid a YouTube account.
Yeah.
Have him walk around.
Yeah.
Oh, Oliver's first steps. Oh, look at this. Oliver wiped his butt for the first time.
Yeah.
You know, and you'll make $20 million.
It's depressing. 877-881-1053, Autoflex Leasing Fantex. What is going on? Man, I don't know whether sometimes to hate this guy or feel bad for him, but Darren Revelle is catching heat for Monday.
Yeah, he is catching heat. He went there. Darren Revelle owns over 9 Martin Luther King Jr. signed items, and he was on Twitter Spaces, which is like, I guess it's a live form. It's like Instagram Live, but for Twitter, and you can do interviews and such. You can have other people ask you questions. And he has been catching heat because on Twitter, he posted a video of him with all these Martin Luther King items, and people are demanding that he donate them to the Smithsonian, and he wanted to go and defend himself.
I have over 9 MLK signed items. I am a humongous fan of what he's done. And over the last 7 years, I've collected a lot of things. It's not only MLK, it's a lot of Black history. I own a Rosa Parks signed NAACP card. So it was pretty shocking today how I was called racist when I am a student and lover of Black history, and it was I never expected the reaction that I got today. I'm sorry if people think that a white man can't enjoy Black history.
All right.
I'm sorry. I really am. I'm sorry if people think that a white man can't love Martin Luther King. But to me, that seems pretty counterintuitive. You got me?
Yeah, they got you. Hey, Footballville, you have a question?
You got me? So there's Darren Revelle. This is some of the tweets that he posted. So he had said that the Smithsonian, he wanted to put it on loan to the Smithsonian, and they required him to donate it. And people are saying, as they should, or as you should. And he's like, why? Why can't they just display it with me still owning it? I paid for it. I bought it.
Right.
And people are saying that it's, you know, you view it as property and memorabilia, and others would view it as a...
Yeah, well, he should be able to keep his property.
Yeah, I mean, he should, right. Absolutely. I think I'm one of the few people that really likes Darren Revelle.
We like his nuggets.
I love...
He's got great business nuggets.
I love tidbits. You guys know, if you follow me on Twitter, at Tommy Sledge, I put little on this days out there. I love stuff like that. And people coming at him as a racist is unfortunate and disheartening. But not as bad as the deleted tweet from Darren, which I thought you were going to get to, and that was the worst part. Calling me a racist is cute, on this day especially. I have one of the largest Martin Luther King Jr. collections in the world, and some of my closest friends are Black.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
Why did you tweet that?
Yeah. I mean,
what are you doing?
To talk about his memorabilia collection, to use that, which is probably worth a lot of money, to justify not being racist, like, hey, my $1 million collection proves that I like Black people. That's where he probably went wrong.
Yeah, like, some of my best friends are Black. That is like the line you hear every time you go to the Masters. I mean, it's that line.
So there's Darren Revelle catching heat, but no, he shouldn't have to donate what he has and what he acquired to a museum so they can make money off of it. It's not like they're just going to sit there and not charge people to come look at it. But you collect things. So what? Like, Jackie Robinson memorabilia?
Oh, shots at Gavin Spittle, our program director. Oh, no.
All that should be donated.
Oh, are you telling Gavin Spittle he needs to donate his Jackie Robinson cap?
Oh, that's right. He does have a Jackie Robinson cap.
That's right.
That's right. That was his pass. That's his pass. That's his force field, his shield right there.
Oh, that's right.
I'm kidding, Gavin. 877-881-1053. The Honky Hawk. Hopefully he's not up yet. Oh, all right, we continue to clean up what has happened with the Cowboys. An update on Dan Quinn, Kellen Moore, other coaching hires around the league. Dak apologizes, and the Stars with a horrible, horrible loss last night. Headlines with Sean and RJ next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.